Hi, I'm Glenn Peloso, and this time in Design Diaries, I want to talk to you a little bit about appliances. It seems that every time I go through a renovation with a client who's going to attempt to redo the kitchen or redo the laundry room, I have to send them off to go look for appliances because the last time they've had appliances was years and years ago, and appliances have grown in leaps and bounds. It used to be back in the day that everybody needed a fridge and stove. Now they need a fridge, stove, and a dishwasher. Now we also include fridge, stove, dishwasher, microwave, or steam oven. It seems to be common that we now have fridge, stove, dishwasher, steam oven or microwave, and some sort of a wine fridge, which is now a normal part of it. Built-in coffee makers have become a big part of the overall package for a kitchen space without a doubt. We also have convection ovens, induction cooktops, gas interiors, and electric interiors. So if you buy, say, a 48-inch, something like a Sub-Zero Wolf that's a dual fuel, it means that the range top is going to be gas, but the interior of the ovens are all going to be run with electric. You can do gas and gas, gas cooktop, and a gas interior, although it can be a little bit more difficult for people to calculate and work with the temperature inside the oven if it is fully gas. We also have convection ovens, which means that not only is the oven hot, but there are two fans inside the oven that move that heat around. It increases the speed which with you're able to cook the things that are inside of your oven. When it comes to something like ovens and the cooking process, not only is there the regular heat oven plus the convection oven, there's also steam ovens. Steam ovens are a different kind of thing, and they cook and heat up with steam. They're great for vegetables, they're great for fishes, they're great for any kind of meat, because they also, at the end of that, often have a dry heat component as well, so the meat is beautifully cooked, and then it is browned in the way that it would come out of a normal oven. On top of all of those things, we also have ovens and all kinds of appliances like that that are also Wi-Fi enabled. So for instance, there are several appliances where I could get to the menu of my appliance, say for instance the oven, and I could say, you know, I'm going to cook a beef tenderloin and it's about 8 pounds, and I'm going to put it in this, but I don't have a proper pan for that, so I just have a tin foil pan that I got from the dollar store or whatever, and I'm going to cook it in that. I'd like it to come out to be medium rare, for instance. So I put a meat probe in there, I indicate to the oven the kinds of things that I'm cooking it with. So I'm going to use it in a tin foil pan, I'm not using glass or Pyrex or something like that. I'd like it to come out medium rare, it's about this big. I put the probe into the meat that's there, I put it in the oven, and the oven decides for you how long the cooking time is going to be, the combination of dry heat, convection heat, which ultimately ends up giving you what it is that you need in terms of a finished product. The same thing happens in terms of Wi-Fi enablement with refrigerators, which sometimes can scan the things that go in and out of the refrigerator, and those staples that you use on a regular basis, just based on the number of times you've taken them in and out, for instance, the milk, it says, hey, you've taken the milk out of the fridge 6 times, which means that you should be out of milk. I'm going to add it to your grocery list that is going to populate probably something like Siri or Alexa, and it will be added to the list of groceries that are going to come to your house that you regularly use. Along with things like cooking, there's often cameras inside, so it will say, hey, you need to come and check the meat because it's been cooking this long, it needs to be, you know, basted, or you need to do something to it, or I just need you to come and check it. So you go on and enjoy the party, it sends you a little note to your cell phone to say, hey, this is something you better come and check. In terms of appliances that are built in, we now take tons of appliances and build them in, meaning they become part of the cabinetry, and the face of the fridge, for instance, would be just like the cabinetry and look a little bit like a pantry. So you can't really tell where any of those appliances are. We hide the fridge, definitely fridge. We do columnar refrigeration as much as 72 inches wide of just fridges. So two huge fridges that make up a huge 236s that come out to be a 72-inch wide fridge, and then you could have just one freezer as opposed to having to have a fridge and freezer in combination. So you could have one fridge that's 36 and an 18-inch freezer, because I don't use so much freezing, but I really do like the refrigeration. The amount of space you get in that now, because there's no freezer taking up some of that compartment, is a massive, huge thing. There's still ice that is made inside the fridge and freezer. Now we can have that happen much more quickly. You can do propulsions of ice, meaning that, you know, I want to make a lot of ice, I'm going to have a party. Those just happen automatically. But it is a thing that absolutely you must go and check. Not only have all of the features and benefits of appliances changed dramatically, but sometimes so has the cost of those appliances, and people are shocked when it comes to the process of doing the kitchen or doing something else to find out just how much they're going to spend. It's well worth going to look at appliances, even just for the fun of seeing what's new. Hi, this is Glenn Peloso. Thanks for listening, and remember to join me again next month for another Design Diaries podcast, right here on Focal Point eNews.